Everybody, welcome back to Kilmeade and Friends. So here's the deal. As the president finally made his way to the microphone for a way forward, 300 Green Berets, it looks like, to train, advise, and support I don't know who in Iraq. Joining us now, Colonel David Hunt has been with this war from day one, as well as Afghanistan. Colonel, your thoughts about the president's plan?
I think it's wrongheaded. I think that, as I went on, said to Bill earlier last night, I think he's wrong. I think the neocons are absolutely out of their minds to be coming out public again on this. I think the United States lost 4,300-plus soldiers, 33,000 wounded. Iraqi population, Brian, lost 500,000. We spent $1 trillion. I let it burn. I am not worried about ISIS. If ISIS turns towards us, we can take them easy. This is a total collapse. By the way, the administration, two things. They let the head of ISIS out of prison, out of Camp Bucca.
El-Baghdadi was his nickname?
Yeah, well, whatever his nickname was, we had him in prison. We let him out in 2009. The intelligence community has been telling the administration for a year that ISIS is trouble. The only thing we didn't see coming was the absolute collapse of the Iraqi military. The reason for that is when we trained with all our gear is that Maliki fired all of the leadership. So bombing, so I'm 300 Special Forces guys, of which I am a former member, they will get in combat. They're not going to leave from Baghdad. They have to get into the middle of these units and find out, assess it, and then they're going to have to lead them because there is no leadership in the Iraqi military, which is why a very small band of terrorists called ISIS, not al-Qaeda, because they were kicked out of al-Qaeda, have been able to control about 500 square miles of territory from Syria to about 40 miles outside of Baghdad. So I think it's a bad move. I would let Iraq burn. It's going to be in three. It's going to be petitioned. I think we've done more than we ever should have done, and we should not go back in there.
Well, I mean, also, we should have. If you left a residual force, Iran would have stayed out.
Okay.
If we, they wouldn't have had the overflights into Syria, number two.
Okay.
Number three is, if we were aggressive on it the way Crocker was, who deserves as much credit almost as Petraeus, on al-Maliki, we would have had that leverage over him to say, what are you doing? You put a warrant out for the vice president's arrest because he's Sunni? Wait a second. You just fired 60 colonels because they're Sunni? Instead, we took our hand off the wheel and said, we're done.
Okay. So if I'm... we've known each other a long time, Brian. But are you saying? Did you just say that this is Obama's fault? Is that what you just said?
I said what I said.
Okay,
back up everything
me,
I just
me,
said.
Me,
I said if you left a residual force in there.
Let me hear the other side. Let me hear the other side of that. The Bush administration and the Obama administration failed to get a status of forces agreement because, which as you know, indemnifies soldiers in a country where they serve.
They didn't try, Colonel. I know about that. We know the same rhetoric.
The Iranians, the Shia government of Iran, strongly influenced the Iraqi Shia government not to get that signed. Now, you tell me how we were going to get that signed. Because I keep hearing this crap from everybody that 5,000 soldiers would have stopped this. And it's a great hit, and that's as far as a history lesson you want to go. You want to go back further in history as to why we even got to this place, or do we just want to blame
Colonel
Obama?
Colonel, do you want to go back to the surge work?
The surge, of course, the surge. Jesus, Mary Joseph, of course, the surge worked.
So let's pick it up from the surge
that.
Working, and let's just finish the job.
We did finish. How many more years did you want to stay in Iraq and get guys killed?
They weren't in action. They would have been in there as security. They would have been there as security force, as you know. If you look,
guys would have stopped. This is a nice argument, Brian, but 5,000 guys would have stopped ISIS. That's it.
Okay, don't say 5,000. I said 10,000, and it was said that they would have been able to pick up along the way. For example, when Fallujah falls in February, don't tell me you're surprised in June that six other cities fall when you didn't even comment or try to do any diplomatic work or say or try to use the $2 billion we're still writing checks to as leverage to say you have to take action here. We have to find.
We spent so 10,000 guys would stay, and Crocker would have stayed another 2 or 3 years, and made the Maliki government do what he said he was going to do, which is be inclusive, And then from your standpoint, therefore, the thousand-year war between Sunni Shia would not have continued.
I'm telling you right now, they weren't at war. They weren't at war in 2009 to 2011. They were actually living together.
How do you get to this?
What are you talking about? Are we still in Korea? Are we still in Germany? Are we still in Japan?
That was not asymmetrical warfare. That was not a religious war. Of course we're in Korea. That is apples and oranges, and
No, it isn't.
Of course it is. Korea has nothing. There's no similarity to why this. Those were governments involved. These are terrorist organizations, and these are religious fights for a thousand years. This is a tribal country that we thought we were going to mass nationalize, and it didn't work. And 10,000 guys staying there would have meant more Americans getting killed, more money being spent, and more Iraqi civilians being killed. This country has done so much to try to help Iraq. Enough is enough, and we should not be bombing them.
Colonel,
not go back in there.
We're not helping or hurting Iraq. Terrorists have come into Iraq. The Baathists have teamed with these guys, and there's no doubt about it that they have Americans and the West in their crosshairs.
Iran is on the ground in Iraq.
Right.
So let me see how we get this coordination done by the Brian Kilmeade method of attack. So we're going to go over to Iran and say, hey, by the way, we're going down that street. How about you go down that street? Are we serious? You can't.
We let Iran back into Iraq by pulling all our leverage out, which meant our troops, our money, and our support.
We did more than we ever should have done. We lost too many guys, and you know that.
Well, you got to finish the job you start, and most of those guys wanted to do that, and you're hurting their legacy by doing what we did.